Biden requests $6.4 billion in taxpayer money to resettle 95,000 Afghans across U.S. by John Binder on September 7, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration is asking Congress to authorize about $6.4 billion in American taxpayer money to bring 95,000 Afghans to the United States for permanent resettlement. In a call with reporters on Tuesday, administration officials said the White House would request Congress to authorize about $6.4 billion in funding to resettle tens of thousands of Afghans across the U.S. Pro-mass migration groups had asked Biden to authorize $8 billion in funds for Afghans. Roughly $1.7 billion of the funding will go toward funding and resources to the Afghans to help them set up a new home in the U.S., NBC News reports. In total, the administration officials said they have already brought 65,000 Afghans to the U.S. for permanent resettlement over the last month and expect to bring an additional 30,000 Afghans to the U.S. The administration's goal to resettle in the U.S. about 95,000 Afghans is the first glimpse into Biden's massive resettlement operation, the largest since former President Barack Obama brought more than 12,000 Syrians to the U.S. from 2012 to 2016. Though Biden has pitched the Afghan resettlement as a commitment to the nation's allies in the Afghanistan war, the overwhelming majority of Afghans arriving in the U.S. do not qualify for special immigrant visas, SIVs, or even P2 visas. Those visa programs are reserved only for Afghans and their families who work directly for the U.S. Armed Forces. Instead, the majority of Afghans are arriving on humanitarian parole and some are coming on refugee status. An estimated 50,000 Afghans will be brought to the U.S. as parolees, where they will stay at a number of U.S. military bases and receive one-time $1,250 payments. Afghans are being extracted from Afghanistan and flown to third safe countries like Germany, Spain, and Qatar before they eventually are flown into Dulles International Airport in Virginia and Philadelphia International Airport in Pennsylvania. Most Afghans arriving in the U.S. have not completed their immigration processing. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.